This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Third hour, coming at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You would not believe what they keep in stock. Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Nowadays, in this day and age, it is possible for people that have never been in the military to get the benefit of military training with some of the more, shall we say, storied operators that have ever been in uniform. And my next guest is one of those. And he's just gotten back from being out of country. I don't know if he can tell me why he was out of country. If he tells me, he may hunt me down and, you know, gut me like a pig. I don't know, fish, whatever the term would be. But for the first time in a bit, back with us again is John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, man. What a lead-in. I love it.
You like that? So,
yeah.
Were you out there training some bad boys there, were you?
Yeah. I had some shit going on outside of the country. I'm back now. I'm on the road. And it's my busy season.
Well, glad to have you back. Now are you, had you already finished up all of your filming with Trigger Time TV? I know you've been doing some of that.
No, I actually film, next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So you get to go back and hang out with Troy.
Yeah, man, hanging out with Troy next week, yeah. Should be pretty cool. It'll always be a good time, and I think we're going to do a little fishing while we're down there. You know, we scheduled 3 days for filming. It'll take me, you know, like last year, it'll take me about 4 hours to say what I got to say, and then we can go fishing the rest of the time.
Very good, very good. Now, for you, when people are coming to you, do people... When you have students coming to you, because you have students coming to you that have all kinds of problems, and you use all kinds of scientific methods, filming and everything else to help them work through that, what preponderance of people do you have coming to you that are just regular civilians? They've never, you know, they're not somebody you ever worked with before.
Yeah, I get, look, I get the gamut, and if you come to my classes, I don't care if you're a grandmaster, which I've had in my classes, or, you know, this is your first time in a class. I get everybody, and I encourage everyone to come out. And, you know, I would say the percentage of, like, just kind of new shooters that come to my classes is probably the, you know, the 30%. You know, generally everybody I get is, you know, has shot before, or is kind of experienced, knows their way around a rifle or pistol. And then I would say probably the, you know, 50%, and then sometimes it's more, sometimes it's 90%, you know, is military and law enforcement guys looking to finally fix the issues they've had since the first time they held a gun.
The having that, right, when they're coming to you like that, is it more of a challenge for you to help them develop the good habits that they probably haven't had a chance yet to develop, really bad habits, really deeply ingrained bad habits? Is it pretty much easier for you to help them over that learning curve?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person's skill level, but generally speaking, and I see this a lot with law enforcement because they have long-standing shooting programs. Over enough time, a guy will actually get worse than when he was first trained.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true. Guy gets worse, right? And that guy comes to one of my classes. He already knows enough. He knows what to do. He just needs to know for the first time. He needs feedback of what he's actually doing. The problem with the gun industry is no one gives feedback. No one's telling, you know, you shoot around, you know, and I'm guilty of this too, or I used to be guilty of this. I go to the range, me and my buddies blast off, you know, we got 500 rounds for today. We blast off about 480, and then we're like, oh, hey, we got 20 rounds left. Let's work on the draw or reloads. Or so we already ingrained 480 rounds of bad habit, you know what I mean, or not the best habit. Then it's a slippery slope. Over time, those habits get worse. You'll get worse at shooting. So when I get a guy like that in my class, I see these guys all the time. Man, I can adjust one or two small tweaks and then give the guy the why. Here's why you should be doing it that way, which is the most powerful part of the training. And here's what you're actually doing it while it's happening. I show him on the video. That guy will instantly get to shooting as the best he ever had. And what will happen is once a guy masters the technique of grip and stance again, he's going to shoot as fast and accurate at the same time as the other ever has, period.
Since you have been with me, I have been lucky enough to get with a local SWAT officer who's been kind enough to take me out to the range and help me get past my muscle memory issues that I was having after the heart attack and everything else. But I still want to come up there and film a couple of things with you, just because for most people, you know, the closest they're going to come is somebody like you. And I mean, when I say this, folks, what I'm talking about is there's a lot of people out there that are, one, ex-SEALs or they're ex-special operations and everything. And, you know, John, I don't know about in this era. When I was in the military in the 80s, there might have been 4,500 special operations operators across the entire armed services. At that time, it was truly a unique group of individuals, and there wasn't that many of them. And I don't know how many of them. It reminds me of back in the 70s when the karate craze was on, and there were all of a sudden everybody and his brother was a black belt in something, and they were all opening schools and everything else. And you know, nowadays there's just been so many. And not many people claim to be Rangers. They're either Delta or SEALs.
Oh, this is true, man. There's more than ever out there. And I'll try to explain this. You know, like I try to be accessible to everybody because I realize, you know, the chance of somebody getting in contact with a guy like me is slim to none their entire life. So,
right.
You know, today's question answer day. I answer questions all day long. But, you know, I do one other thing to kind of give back to people that can never get to me is I do the Gunfighter University online where you follow the instructions, shoot one of the drills, whether it's two rounds or two rounds, reload, shoot another two. You send me your video, right, and I will coach it. So, you know, if you can't get to me for whatever reason, we can do this online and I will give you a mudslide of data. For me not seeing you shoot and only watching a video, I will tell you more about what you're doing than you ever knew. Period. Like, the video doesn't lie. And there's so
hang on a minute for me. Hang on to that because I want to ask you about that.
Okay.
We're going to discuss that in the next segment. My guest this hour is John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Very diligently not to sound like whatever that guy, whoever that guy is. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Never, you would never believe what they keep there. So go check them out. My guest this hour is the sheriff of Baghdad, called Shrek. His name is John McPhee. Okay. Now I know you were in special operations. What was it? Special forces? What were you doing when you were in there?
All of it.
All of it.
I was a ranger. I was in a ranger battalion, not just a ranger school. Ranger.
Yeah, you weren't tabs. You actually did the work. I get it.
And I am tabbed. I am tabbed, by the way. And I was special forces for a few years. And then, you know, I went to the unit, did the special mission unit thing, and, you know, became a sergeant major and retired.
Yeah, that is a natural progression for folks to get into special operations folk, because they're such a rare breed that just won't quit, which is the primary qualification to be in special forces or special operations. Just don't quit. And you can go a long way, and they feed on their own. So we were talking about you getting video of these people. Now, if somebody are going to send you video, do they need to send you video from various angles? Do you need to see it from all angles to make a really good call on that one? That would be a question I would have.
No. All I need to do is, if you're right-handed, I need you to videotape from your non-firing side. If you're right or left-handed, it doesn't matter. Non-firing side. That way I can see your support hand on the gun. You can stand, kneel, prone. I don't care how you want to do it. I kind of do it all. And, you know, so here's the instructions I tell people. Hold the smartphone 90 degrees from the weapon, right, and fit all of you in the screen. And that's generally the best videos. It's that simple. And then you shoot your two rounds, the video will be like 3 or 5 seconds long.
So you think most of the malfunction is coming from the support side?
So generally, it's a list of things that people do wrong, and no one does the same things wrong. But I would say the majority of what I see is, and this is based off of, you know, tens of thousands of videos that I've taken over the past 2 years. Stance and grip is 90 to 95% of shooting. Everything else, if you master those two, it don't matter, to include slapping the trigger every time. All these trigger jerk myths, the pie chart, you know, the pie chart where you're healing, pushing,
right?
That is complete shit. Complete shit. It was true in World War II before someone had video, and I have my own pie chart. It's one of the things I'm going to film on Trigger Time TV this season is my pie chart, and here's what I see. And my pie chart only consists of three things: stance, index, or zero, and grip. So that's it. So based off the video, stance and grip are the primary things. But truthfully speaking, from the first time you put a gun in your hand, if you didn't grab it the right way, your brain says, oh, this feels good, even though it doesn't know what good is, right? And what I tell guys all the time is people do stuff because it's comfortable. They like to stay in their comfort zone. This is the way the brain works. But truthfully speaking, comfort's a matter of habit. When your comfort meets technically correct, you're going to shoot like a master.
Now, how many people come to you wanting to master the weapon, the long gun, the rifle, the AR, the whatever their flavor is?
Hundreds, thousands.
Is that an easier learning curve since it's, you know, it's...
Yes, it is. It totally is. Longer sight radius, easier to hold.
So, in today's world, In self-defense, I mean, does somebody who owns one of those that has not been in the military, okay? And the thing about being in the military is that in the military, you spend a lot of, you know, depending on what you're doing and depending on what kind of unit you're in, you are going to spend a lot of time with your weapon if you do a lot of field exercises. Nowadays, you probably spend more time in combat than you do on field exercises, although I don't know how that's working out nowadays. The familiarity with the weapon for somebody like that that has been in the military in the modern age is completely different from anybody that just owns one and is going to come and take a class with you. So is that something that you advocate they go ahead and train with and everything to become proficient in that in the event they need it in self-defense?
You know, I think that's a personal decision. I always advocate if you have it, you should be training with it. And in any one of my classes, if a guy has, you know, I have three different rifles at home, bring them all. Let me show you how to use them all properly. You know what I mean? And look, I do the same with pistols. But I can tell you this. Here's what I see. A guy, no military background, wants to learn to shoot rifle, which most people call carbines, ARs, whatever you want to call it. The biggest thing I can give that guy, the biggest time saving I can give him is efficiency. And what I mean by that is, I can try to make a guy fast. When I push a guy to go fast, I'm only going to shave tenths at most of seconds, and the chance of him messing it up goes to 90 to 100%. If I make a guy efficient, you know, I can save way more time than I ever could having a guy try to go fast. And what I mean by that is, most guys send me the first Gunfighter U video that are fit this exact category, and they shoot their first round at about a second and a half. And I can show them what they're doing. By their second video, they're going to be down to about six-tenths of a second on a first shot. By their third video, they're going to be around 3.35, three-tenths to four-tenths of a second on their first shot.
That is great gains. I mean, because there's only so many small percentage points you can take them into, right?
Yeah. But it's based off efficiency. I'm never telling them to go fast. I'm showing them where they're wasting time. And once you take all that away, the human being, like from a low ready, can bring a gun up and shoot it. Average time, average, once a guy learns where he's wasting time, is a half a second or less. Like, I got guys show up that can shoot, you know, the first round kill shot every time in a quarter second. They could shoot, you know, three shots in a half a second.
We're coming up on the next break. John, we're going to be putting out some links and everything for where you can find John and go train with him if now that he's back in the country. My guest this hour is John McPhee, Shrek, the Sheriff of Baghdad. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to ASDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You should do if you're carrying a gun. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Go check them out. You will not believe what they keep in stock. Joined by John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. I want to talk a little bit about equipment with you. I don't think I've ever gotten, I've never tried that with you. What kind of belt do you advocate people wear for their, there's as many of them out there as possible, but describe the kind of belt you would advocate for today's concealed carrier.
Yeah, I like leather gun belts, period, you know, and guys, you know, like to have all kinds of fancy stuff these days. Leather gives a little bit. It's comfortable on the body. It'll wear into the shape of your body. And, you know, the last thing about leather is, you know, everyone in World War II couldn't have been wrong because everyone wore leather, you know?
They did, didn't they? I mean, that some of the stuff they used survives today. Some of that leather stuff, some of those leather bomber jackets still survive today. They've, after being up in all those missions, it's very, very durable. What about holster?
Holster? I make my own holster. I make a leather. I call it a condom holster. Very minimalist. Leather goes great against the body. It's the most comfortable thing you can wear. And the beautiful thing about a leather holster or a leather belt is, you know, the leather holster, it'll come tight. I wrap the gun in Saran wrap. I jam the gun in the holster, let it sit a day, take the Saran wrap off. It fits perfect. If it stretches or gets kind of loose, I get the leather wet. I soak it wet till it's wet. I wrap the gun in Saran wrap, put the gun in, let it dry. It comes out perfect. So, you know, I've done Kydex. I wore Kydex, especially for concealed stuff. I would always break it. It wouldn't last. And then I just went back to leather, and I've been rocking leather, you know, for decades now. And I do some Kydex stuff, but the truth is leather is just, it's not going to break. And if you take care of it, it will last way longer than Kydex.
What did you use when you would actually go out when concealment was not an issue though? I mean, the reason I ask is because one of my sponsors, G-Code, has a very heavy-duty Kydex that, you know, but it's a whole different kind of holster than a concealment holster.
Yeah. I started wearing, you know, the outside-the-waistband heavy Kydex holster for my guns, and then somewhere I transitioned to, you know, my pistol is just a backup, and if I take good care of my rifle, it's never going to go down. So I would carry an inside-the-waistband. A lot of times it was Kydex or leather. But what I would do is in a spring steel clip. So if I was wearing my plate carrier, I'd put it in a magazine pouch. If I got rid of my plate carrier, I'd take my pistol out of that mag pouch and I'd put it inside my pants. There was a lot of nights where I would, you know, do an assault in Baghdad where I would be IWD, you know, on my hip. There was also times in Baghdad where I was, you know, appendix tearing. So I ended up carrying concealed most of the time because it's a better way to carry a gun than having a 3-pound holster, a 4-pound gun. It hangs off your hip about, you know, it's 2-3 inches away from your body. Like, you know, I just kind of went minimalist after a little bit of time, you know, because, you know, I'm a big guy, you know, so you put a lot of equipment on me. I can't even get on the helicopter because I don't make their weight restrictions. So I would try to keep all my stuff to 55 pounds, and I ended up getting rid of a lot of stuff like that. Now, on the range, you know, daily, you know, I wear a big Kydex holster, but honestly, I wore the holsters I was just telling you about night after night. I would either put it in my plate carrier in a pouch, you know, like it was meant to be there. I could still draw it, do whatever I wanted, or I'd put it in my pants.
What's your favorite carry pistol?
Man, I'm a Glock fan. I mean, you know, I've been using a Glock 19 since, you know, mid-90s. And, you know, I've just gotten used to it over time. I used to be a 1911 guy. And we used to carry those concealed all the time, but, you know, new polymer guns, you know, they're reliable. They're way more reliable. You could let it sit for 10 years and it'll still go boom. You really can't do that with a 1911. They're easier to jam in your pants. You know, when the Glock first came out, I wasn't a big fan, but just after years of use, like, it's light, it's small,
and it's really reliable.
What do you think about the candidates they have in the modular handgun system trials they have going on, which have been going on for what seems like forever?
Ugh, I just want to throw up. The Army's going to the Army. They're going to mess up big time. And look, the chief of staff of the Army said, you know, give them the credit card and let them go to Cabela's, which I don't think Cabela's sells that. But you let them go to Cabela's, they'll buy Glock for the force. And you know, I think that would be a better solution. I mean, think about, you know, they've been in this whole process for over a year now. I bet you they're, you know, $10 million into a gun that, you know, they're going to produce that's going to suck, you know. And it's that simple. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be bulky because everyone that's developing this gun
doesn't want somebody to grab the gun and the gun just goes off. So they're going to build a gun that's hard to get it to go boom.
And
That
you don't,
is not
do you not think the what do you think of the SIG P320?
Oh yeah, I don't think the SIG pistols, I'm not a fan of them. I don't think they're very ergonomic. I think they're generally overcomplicated. Like, I don't think the SIG would be a good gun for the Army.
Well, I'm just talking about the Polymer 320 that they've come out that is sort of there. It used to be the 250, and they took away the hammer.
Yeah, I mean, it's by far, the best pistol they produce, my opinion.
It's more simplification. Yeah, I like that gun because the trigger guard is gigantic. And my carry gun, my daily carry gun is a Glock 19.
Yeah.
And, I would love it to have a bit of a bigger trigger. And one thing about Glock that I have been wondering about, and I know that they've come up on a really good formula and everything, a very simple gun, very few moving parts, but they're not doing very much development anymore. And they seem to be more involved in Gaston Glock's troubles with his family than in developing something new. So,
yeah, you would think they would be trying to look to the latest and greatest, and I think they have. I think here's the deal, and this is most of the gun industry is 70-year-old, 80-year-old suits that are just worried about the bottom line.
Yeah, bean counters. How can they find you if they want to sit down and train with John McPhee? How do they find the various ways to get with you?
Yeah, so you could look at sheriffofbaghdad.com or sobtactical.com, same place. And then if you wanted to do online coaching where I'll coach your videos, it's gunfighteru or gunfighteruniversity.com. And that's my online stuff.
We got one more segment with John when we get back. We're going to go into some other stuff some other things. John McPhee, the Sheriff of Baghdad, Shrek, he's my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got grain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Indeed, go check them. You will not believe the stuff they have on in stock. The kind of things they keep boxes of. My guest this hour is John McPhee, Shrek as he is known by his friends, the sheriff of Baghdad to the people that wear burqas and stuff like that. When people are looking for a trainer, I mean, for in the community in which you find yourself, how many people out there do you think that you see out there? I mean, there's been, there was this one guy that did this thing called VOTA training, and he was pointing real guns at people and doing all this other stuff, and I mean,
I've seen that.
How many charlatans are out there claiming to be quote unquote tactical?
Man, I'd say the 80%.
Oh gosh.
I'd say 80% of the gun industry doesn't know what they're talking about, has no real experience, and is passing off bad training as training.
I could ask you about it. I'm not going to do it right now. But, I mean, here's the thing about some of these trainers I see. I've seen some of these rock star trainers, and I've told a couple of them that one thing that, I mean, if they did some of the stuff that I see them doing in classes where they, like, go into their war story segment, then I'm probably going to stand up and say, you better give me my money back or we better be getting back out on that range. If I want any of this stuff, I'll subscribe to Reader's Digest. How much of that kind of stuff I know there has to be a little bit of ego involved in anything where you're the one in front of people, but there also has to be, for me, I'm looking for quality instruction. I've been in the military. I've seen enough of the real stuff to recognize it when I see it versus the, and enough junk. How does a student know where to go?
Well, you know, in today's economy, I think it's buyer beware. And I think this applies to anything you do in life. You know, you should research, you know, you should research the instructor. You should, you know, check his background, make sure he's got a legit background. You should be looking at his website, see if he posts, you know. One of the biggest thing is I post every, if a student comes to a class and he writes what he thought about the class, good, bad, or indifferent, I put it up on my website. There's hundreds up there. Matter of fact, I've never even had a mediocre one. You know, if you go to look at a guy's past performance and you see that these are edited or, you know, they're non-existent, you know, that's probably proof in the pudding that people didn't have that much good to say about it. So, you know, you got to check a guy's past performance, see what people say about it, you know. And I'm not talking just your buddies, because you could have one guy that loved the class, you know, to where the other eight were like, meh, you know. So really it's buyer beware. Do your homework, you know. And there's a ton of legit guys out there, right? And every day there's eight more tactical companies, you know, coming up because, you know, a guy – took a class and now he thinks he should be the instructor, you know. So, you know, you just got to weed through the chaos to get to the people you want. And generally speaking, the more legit a guy is, the less that he is putting out in social media.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question about this now. I see some of these guys that are out there trying to, I guess, imitate stressors or something. And I see guys in shooting positions and they're pouring water on them or throwing rocks at them or putting them into full Nelson or anything. Or my favorite one is where they want to condition you to just think of the gun as a wrench and they want you to throw your gun across the field or something. Now, to me, none of that has any value.
Yeah, none of it has value. Didn't the guys that threw a gun across the range shoot somebody stuck here recently? that's a true story. Yeah, none of that has value. I mean, here's the deal. If you can't do it perfectly when you're taking your time and doing everything right, if you can't do it perfectly then, you'll never do it perfectly when there's stresses. So until you can actually do something at a very high level, all that stuff is just making you worse, period, yeah. You know? And I see and hear this all the time, you know? I see guys get out of those classes, you know, then, you know, guy threw rocks at them and, you know, had them in a half Nelson, and the guy's like, no, it really made me think. Okay, great. It made you think. But it didn't make you better at the task at hand, which is, you know, firing a firing arm to save your life at a later date. So
all it would make me think is I was foolish to pay for it.
Yeah. Like, why get paid somebody to beat you up, you know?
So, the reason I ask that is because I see a lot of this stuff and, you know, they never, when I was in the military in the 80s, when we didn't have anything, we didn't have optics, we didn't have plate carriers, we didn't have trauma kits, and we certainly didn't have dumb stuff being done. We had enough, we had, you know, being in the military there's an inherent degree of misery that accompanies anything you do anyway. So, that was never part of the training that we would do and all, you know, going out and running in a hailstorm. Good training. You know, going out and going to the East German, good training. But none of this, come over here, Freddy, while you're trying to qualify with that 45 and let me put you in an arm bar, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I see that stuff and everything else, and I mean, this is coming from people that have good reputations. In the training community, I just look at that, and one of the reasons I don't train more than I do, because I've been invited to train with lots of people, is because I'm not going to go out there and you know, soak up a bunch of this stuff. I've done gotten too old to want to sit there and listen to some younger guys get out there and say, yeah, when I was at that bar in Da Nang.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're a 26-year-old Vietnam vet. Okay.
Well, you know, I call this inner trainment. And there's more of that out there these days than real training.
I've got something that I want to talk to you about. I came up with this because when Troy started talking to me about you, he said, I want to promote John McPhee every way I can. I've got a way to do something with you that I will call you and talk to you about offline. One more time before we run out of time, tell people how they can find Shrek.
Yeah. Sheriffofbaghdad.com or SOBTactical.com. GunfighterUniversity.com or GunfighterU.com. The GunfighterU is online coaching, and then SOB Tactical is me and pretty much all the class.
Holding up my Sheriff of Baghdad hat in the camera right now for the video feed. When somebody trains with you, do they become a deputy?
You know, I used to have deputy patches, but I ran out, so... I since kind of moved on, but yeah, I used to give out deputy patches. I thought it was great.
Just so I know, because I've got one of the stickers you sent me, DTOMMF. Can you tell me what that means on the air? If you can't tell me what it means on the air, then...
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can read into it if you want, but it means, you know, DTOM is traditionally don't tread on me, right?
And then MF.
DT is don't tread on me or my family.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was going to do with it.
Yeah, you can read into it. I'm not going to, I won't stop you.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. Glad to have you back in country. You're going to be going down and fishing with Troy. Give him my best and tell him I've got some things cooked up for you that'll get you some good press and some other good stuff. And, of course, I fully expect to have sparkling water when I get up there with you.
Yeah, man. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.